Nowadays, the world is a better place for women compared to the past. Not only female gender still suffers violence, cruelty, and inequality in many areas, women continue to be underrepresented, perform a disproportionate share of unpaid domestic work, and they continue to face barriers. Gender inequality is present everywhere, at home, workplace, economic, and political decisions. Hi, my name is Venus, and I decided to talk about gender inequality, which is an important topic that people need to know. That is the reason why this analysis was made for, in order to know each woman's experience and how they feel about gender inequality. But what is gender inequality? In a few moments, we will discover what it is. Showing up, the next following interviews about a teenager, a career student, and a professional teacher. When you hear the word gender equality, what concept comes to your mind?
The main concept that comes to my mind is justice for men and women and the same opportunities for both genders.
When I hear gender equality, I think it's looking for equal rights, for equal payment, for equal workforce. Most of us trying to look for the same opportunities as men normally have.
Equality of opportunities.
Do you believe that women and men have the same opportunities at work, and why both should have the same chances?
No, I don't think so, because nowadays society, and mainly men, still believe that men should have greater power than women, especially in labor forces or labor areas. And this is totally incorrect in my opinion, and I think that both should have like the same opportunities, because the gender doesn't matter. What matters is the mentality and the capabilities of each person.
No, I think in the whole history we have seen that men, most of them have more opportunities in workforce and also in leadership works. They have trying to lead the entire scene of the world, mostly in political scenes. But also, when we are talking about women in getting into politics, getting in the leader works, they're not taken in account how they should be. So yeah, it's like one of the most important principles in the gender equality agenda.
I don't believe we have the same opportunities, and we should have the same opportunities, because we are given gender roles according to our sex organs, and in that they have nothing to do with what we can do in our jobs or in our daily lives. So it doesn't matter what's your gender. What it matters, maybe the results that you have or how you approach things, but not who you are.
Have you experienced gender inequality at school or in any of your surroundings? And if yes, why do you think this happens?
Yes, I remember when, since I was a child, I suffered from gender inequality. When I try to fight for my rights, men are always telling me that men are more powerful than women. Sometimes they say this as a joke, but still, I think the mentality of my classmates and some people that surround me is not that adequate. However, in my home, I have never experienced gender inequality.
Yeah, I've been living this a thousand times, because for example, when we are a student international relations, and most of the political people or the political action are leaders by men. So I think it's one of the most complicated scenes on the sphere we are living. It's really complicated for a woman trying to get into the sphere of politics, and those who have been in there are trying to change how they're supposed to act. For example, Angela Merkel has trying to look more masculine, to be accepted in a political scene.
I used to, when I was working in a plant as an engineer, they were not the same. The payment was different, and the working conditions were different. And I think it happens because some people believe that women should be doing some stuff and men should be doing another stuff. And that's why they don't let you have the same opportunities.
Do you believe gender inequality at work only occurs in Mexico, or is it a worldwide problem? And what do you think this problem continues to cure?
I think gender inequality is a worldwide problem. I think it occurs everywhere. It depends most on the culture of each country. I think Mexico, in Mexico it occurs a lot. However, I think the region with the highest gender inequality is the Middle East.
Why gender inequality still exists, despite there having changes in history about gender equality?
Because I think that we start looking at it as a problem and taking it seriously just a couple of years ago, and we haven't had enough time to implement the idea. So I think it's kind of a new thing, and we still need a long way to go.
Do you believe that gender inequality can be reduced, and how?
I think it can be reduced, but it's so difficult to erase it, like, completely. But I think that it can be reduced with the fights of women that are fighting for our rights and for the equality of both genders. And I think that some men and their education are evolving too, so I think that's good.
Yeah, I think it could be reduced, and it's one of the focus agenda of the UN, of the sustainable global development goals and that of stuff. And it starts in the government, but also in families and also in the own society. If we want a change, we have to start by us. We're trying to not having those assumptions on why it's supposed to be and why people supposed to be like the stereotypes. But yes, can change, but it has to start with our policies. It has to stay with trying to ask for to our governments to look for something different, to not stay in the same roles, to maybe vote for a woman for a presidency campaign and something else. So I think it could be changed, but need to try to ask for more policies to change.
To conclude, this analysis proves that gender inequality is a reality that a woman suffers since the beginning of her life, affecting her future. On the other hand, women are fighting for an equality in both genders, in which no one could be affected and both can have access to opportunities. Finally, by this analysis, people can learn the big differences between equality and inequality on gender roles. That is the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening, and I hope you like it.